Well, guys, I guess sooner or later we knew that somebody actually had to go out there and take the word woke and equate it to the N-word. This is not really much of a surprise because we're going to be talking about this woke black activist that has equated that to the N-word. You know what, guys? The wokes, it does not surprise me. Now, for the most part, when I've actually done videos on woke people and woke people saying crazy things, for the most part, it's actually been like white progressives that are actually saying the crazy stuff. I know I've actually done videos on black people also that are woke, but for the most part, you guys who watch the videos, you guys can probably agree that the vast majority have not been black. It's actually been white people. Well, this black activist is actually Tirade. I believe he actually used to be on CNN or MSNBC. I'm not really sure. But now he has said that conservatives now have weaponized the word woke to make it a polite way of saying the N-word. Yeah, this is ridiculous, man, because the term woke is not saying the N-word, okay? Now, if you guys actually watch the sports channel, Black and White Sports, we've done quite a few videos on LeBron James. LeBron James is black, by the way, NBA player, and he is super duper woke. And he'll say something super crazy, super woke, and then he'll put the hashtag stay woke because he wants people to stay woke and be woke like him. Is LeBron James actually calling himself the N-word? No. This doesn't make any sense right here. Now, Tirade, I went to his Twitter account, and boy, the stuff that he says on there, it is pretty outrageous. It just is. But look at this right here. He put this out on March 15th. He tweets out, at this point, woke is a slur. The way the right uses it as an undercover way of saying those people or non-white people, it's a polite way of saying the N-word. But in this case, the N-word includes blacks, LGBTQ folks, and other marginalized groups. You know what? He did the same thing that a lot of these crazy woke people do. They want to put black people and LGBT in the same sentence. I've actually seen this before in the past. It was actually a white guy, by the way, who actually said that Alphabet Mafia stuff, it's the same fight as black people. Yeah. And people on the left, they have been doing this for quite a while. They put Alphabet stuff in with black people. Now, I told you guys this before. I'm black. And I can tell you this. Black people aren't nearly as accepting of LGBT stuff as white people. You can go and ask any black person. They're going to tell you that. The black community, definitely not down with the Alphabet Mafia stuff. But for him to say that it is a slur now, that's hilarious right there. That is absolutely hilarious. I mean, being woke, it can be anybody of any color. But he wants to play, I guess, the victim card here because Tirade is actually black. And he brings up the N-word and black people and alphabet people. Yeah. This is how crazy woke people think. And woke people are nothing more than far progressives who actually want to destroy the way people think. And they have their own agenda. And it's all based in cultural Marxism. They want to destroy the system. Woke people use these weird terms like BIPOC, Black Indigenous People of Color. They use that kind of thing. Like Cori Bush likes to use the word birthing people, you know, instead of women, because only women can actually breastfeed. And they're the only ones that can actually give birth as well. Yeah. That is woke right there. And we've actually talked about Hollywood. And for the most part, Hollywood is mostly white people that are pushing that agenda into movies. I put up a video on the Matrix and Roadshow, and it was about the woke Willow show that Disney had actually put out, canceled after one season. Why? Because they were pushing a bunch of left-wing propaganda into the show, and that show got crushed. It got crushed. But look here also, Tarek. This is how crazy this guy is. He actually put this out here. I don't have a problem with my wife or daughter using the same bathroom as a trans woman. I'm not sure how much clearly I can make it. And he's actually replying to this tweet right here that says, and this looks like this is from actually a black person. Well, it's an avatar right there, but I'm assuming this is a black person. Says, this far left black man, Teray, asks below, why can't a trans woman use a women's bathroom? This is why. Bruh, would you want this in the same restroom with your mama or daughter? Hashtag, you can't be serious, man. And the reason why is because I don't even know if I can actually show this picture. Okay, I'm not going to show this picture all the way. I'm just going to describe what's actually on this picture. This is a biological man right here. Actually wearing a two-piece with a see-through bra, but I guess like breast implants. And he's fully intact at the bottom, and you can actually see the bulge sticking out. Yeah. And Teray is perfectly okay with his wife and daughter in the same bathroom with this person. That is sick. That is completely insane right there, if you ask me. That is just crazy. I wouldn't want my wife in the same bathroom with a biological man. Man, if you actually go through Teray's Twitter account here, some of the stuff that he's putting out is just insane. Very, very insane right here. Let's see what he says here. Oh, he's talking about trans women in sports. My take on trans women in sports is that it's a fringe issue that the right brings up to fearmonger against trans people without a shred of actual concern for women's sports. Also, if this is a big deal, where's all the trans women in the WTA or WNBA or LPGA tour trying to cash in? Well, we've done a lot of videos on the sports channel. Maybe he hasn't actually watched black and white sports, because we detailed extensively Leah Thomas and other trans athletes out there going over and dominating women's sports. What else does he say here? Can't go through everything, because he says quite a few crazy things, and I kind of scanned through here earlier here. Right. Oh, let's get back to the bathroom thing. Says, I think trans people should be able to use the bathroom of their choice. And I think the right should stop fearmongering about trans women in bathrooms as a smokescreen for their inability to come up with solutions for America's real issues. Yeah. See, this is woke stuff right here. He wants trans people to use any bathroom that they want. Yeah, this guy's out of his mind. He is completely out of his mind. But to come out there and say that woke is a slur. Yeah. Yeah, this is wokeness on steroids right here. When you want to equate it to the N word. This guy's completely out of his mind. Victimhood, man. That's all it is. Victimhood sells. That's Colin Kaepernick. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.